getting set for a start here in the Cadets 9 and 12. Cadet 9s, of course, brought to you by Ruiz Constructions, and Cadet 12s by InFlight ER. So looking at the grid, I've got Sebastian Ruiz on the pole here from Cooper Allen, but I don't think that's right. I think it's Cooper Allen in the 19, Finley Allen in the 28, then Sebastian Ruiz in the next group behind Darcy Boulding. Further back then, the P-platers start their battle. Zachary Bates getting the advantage of the P-platers battle over Les Lightfielen as they work their way onto the back straights now. Great race in progress around the top of the circuit as the Allens, Finley and Cooper Allen, starting to do battle. So into the pit turn for the first time, and it's the 19 of Cooper Allen who leads Finley Allen in the 28. The 26 of Sebastian Ruiz trying to make a move there on the 28, but Finley Allen just ran him out of room on the outside of the racetrack. So battle for second place at the moment. Cooper Allen will be enjoying this. The Cadet 12 driver in the InFlight ER, cart number 19, getting a chance here to pull away from Finley Allen and Sebastian Ruiz as they battle it out for position. Now, Finley Allen in the 28 cart, not running in the same class as Sebastian Ruiz, who's made the pass now in the Ruiz Construction, number 26. So now Sebastian Ruiz, the Cadet 9, up into second and looking to try and make a move on Cooper Allen, your race leader. So a spinner there in the 24 cart. Oh, just a moment for Zachary Bates there as Phelan in the 12 and also Henderson Leslight got involved in coming up on the spun cart. So Sebastian Ruiz looking to try and make a move on Cooper Allen now. This is bringing Finley Allen back to the front of the field as well. So Cooper Allen, the leader in the Cadet 12s, brought to you by InFlight ER. Cadet 9s, brought to you by Ruiz Construction. And it is Cooper Allen and Sebastian Ruiz with Finley Allen, then a gap, oh, more trouble for the 24P going through the S's. So, unfortunately, after a great run in race number one, Zachary Bates just finding it tough. Again, Sebastian Ruiz just can't quite find a way by Cooper Allen here. Through the S's, and it's very even. No, Sertz Ruiz gets a great run coming off the S's that time, but he had to check up. So what can Sebastian Ruiz do? Up the back straight. They're side by side with Finley Allen and Cooper Allen. Finley Allen now looks to go crossover on Ruiz. And Finley Allen will take second spot when Ruiz was looking like he was going to take the lead. So Cooper Allen now in the 19 under some pressure. Finley Allen in the 28. Sebastian Ruiz in the 26. All nose to tail through the S's this time. A big gap back then to Darcy Boulding in the 15 cart. And then further back to Phelan Pring, Bates and Leslight, who round out the runners here in this Cadets 9 and 12 combined class. So the leaders head down the pit straight once again. Sebastian Ruiz at the tail end of this battle. The Ruiz Constructions, cart 26. He gets past. No, he doesn't. He just can't quite find his way back past Finley Allen. Cooper Allen with the pressure off slightly now. But Cooper Allen in the 19 InFlight ER cart sets his best lap of the race that time by a 38.16. Oh! Sideways going into the top turn that time for Finley Allen as he was trying to protect his position from Sebastian Ruiz. They've got to be careful here because they're battling hard. But they're also, Ruiz into the back of Finley Allen, going into the braking zone on turn one. Yellow flags are out for the spinner in Leslie. So, good work by young Leslie, who got himself off the track as the leaders were bearing down. Now, Sebastian Ruiz getting into the back of Finley Allen. Sebastian Ruiz, as Finley Allen makes the pass for the lead. Ruiz tried to go through the hole at the same time, but wasn't able to do so. Race leader is Finley Allen from Cooper Allen. Then it is Sebastian Ruiz. Now we've got back markers, the 24 of Zachary Bates. Bates just has to hold his lane. No, Bates is fighting on here. So Finley Allen just having trouble getting past the back marker. Sebastian Ruiz, and also Cooper Allen just having to shovel Bates off the racetrack. So Finley Allen will now get some breathing room as he comes up on another of the back markers, which will be Ryan Pring in the 33. White flag out now. And Finley Allen has the lead from Cooper Allen. They come up onto the back marker. Big check up here as they're side by side into the S's. Now Pring holds his line to the inside. Finley Allen will get through cleanly. So will Cooper Allen. What can Sebastian Ruiz do here from third place? He looks to the inside to try and make a lunge. He gets up to second on the crossover move. Cooper Allen will come back at him and retake second place. Finley Allen is your race leader. He heads down to the checkered flag now. And Finley Allen will take the victory. Cooper Allen home in second. Ruiz back there in third. Darcy Boulding home in fourth position. I think the 12 of Caelan Phelan will be the last cart on the leader's lap. So the 12 cart still to take the checkered flag. As Caelan Phelan will come through the final turn and finish in fifth place. So some great racing here in the cadets. Up next, it's restricted 125. So back out onto the track, restricted 125. Just the four carts. Michael Simpson in the 77, James Ordish in the 17, Daniel Cataldi in the 86, and the P Plater in the 47P is Karen Edwards. So Simpson, who started out at position number 3 and was able to make a fantastic move to get to the front in turn 2, or by turn 2, he will start off the pole this time. James Ordish, who was very quick but unable to get past Simpson, starts on the outside of the front row. Cataldi and Edwards. Now, Edwards pulled off the circuit on lap number 3. Not sure what that problem was, but hopefully the 47P cart can have a better run. So, in good formation, looking for a start this time by. All looking good. Simpson and Ordish away and racing. Ordish gets the jump this time off the outside of the front row. The Rig It Up number 17 leads into turn number 1. Simpson slots into second position. Then it's back to Cataldi. And Edwards rounds out the running order as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight. It's Ordish from Simpson. Now, Simpson was very quick, as I mentioned, in heat number 1, the Esprit Canberra Kart Shed, sponsored number 17. Simpson in the Tony Kart, running in second. Wow, around goes Simpson. He got onto the ripple strip at the dogleg, onto the front straight after coming off the pit turn, and around he went. He rejoins the circuit now, well back in third place. And that mistake there, costly for Simpson in this heat. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, the leader is James Ordish. No pressure on him. He was out to a 2 second gap over Daniel Cataldi. Daniel Cataldi in the Esprit, kart 86. Then it's back to Edwards, who's having a much better run this time. So James Ordish with a 35.158. Best lap on that previous lap from Cataldi. His best lap is a 36.786. Edwards a 36.476. And Simpson a 37.641. So Simpson with a lot of work to do here to try and catch up even to the back of the 47's bumper. So James Ordish in the 17 leading the way. James Ordish working his way through the pit turn now. Lap number 4, his fastest of the race, a 35.095. Just a reminder that the next round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club will be the 2 days of racing action for the Southern Star Series. And the Southern Star Series, well, it continues on next weekend at the Griffith Kart Racing Club. Round 1 was completed in Dubbo in March. Griffith hosts round 2, with Canberra hosting round 3. Wagga's got round 4. That's coming up in August. And then Grenfell will be the grand final for round number 5. And, of course, great sponsorship from Deadly Karts for the Southern Star Series once again. So, Ordish across the line continues to lead here. Ordish bettering his best lap, a 35.045 that last time by. Cataldi in second, Edwards in third, and Simpson still with a lot of work to do. Over half race distance now. And the Rig It Up Esprit, sponsored by the Canberra Kart Shed, of James Ordish having a comfortable run. A 35.3 his last lap. Cataldi in the 86 comes across the line, and that's a 36.162. Edwards a 36.562, and Simpson a 36.2, so he's lost some ground on that lap. He's 22.2 seconds behind the leader, Michael Simpson, who was the winner of heat number 1. So that spin coming onto the dog leg as he was coming onto the start-finish straight has been quite costly in heat number 2 for him. Ordish, though, just driving good lines. His last lap, lap number 8, now his fastest, a 34.917. So Ordish continuing to set fastest laps. Well, not quite one after the other. He seems to have a quick lap, a steadier. This lap was a 35.094, for example, and then he seems to go a bit quicker that next lap. So James Ordish is your race leader. Cataldi, Edwards and Simpson, the running order here in heat number 2. of Restricted. Junior Max and Performance are up next, and that will be followed by Junior National and the Tag 125s. So as Ordish comes across the line again, and again a solid 35.2 second lap. So he's now decided the heat's out of the race with just less than two laps to go. He would now just driving it home safely to the end of the run. So the white flag at the ready is James Ordish. Heads past the start finish line. He is your race leader and has a considerable 11-second lead over Daniel Cataldi. That's a significant lead indeed. Back then to Edwards, who's having a good run after withdrawing from heat number one. But James Ordish will take the victory. Ordish in the 17 takes the win from Cataldi in the 88. Edwards in the 47. And Simpson in the 77 will round out the running order. All right, the Junior Max Junior Performance about set to go here. Rowan Fripp, well, he's got the pole again. I think that's just because we've got two classes out there that got gridded separately. We'll see if they decide to swap over at any point. Jack Westcombe-Casey is in the 88. He starts out of position number two. So in good formation now, racing. And this time, it is the 88 of Westcombe-Casey who gets the jump off the start. As they head through the S's, up over the rise, Westcombe-Casey leading the way. Westcombe-Casey and Fripp. So Westcombe-Casey with the IAMI engine on that cart. Fripp running the Rotax Max in separate classes as far as the point score goes, but running out on the track together here. So a 0.3 second gap. The difference between the two on lap number one. It'll be interesting because throughout heat number one, where Fripp had got the jump off the start, the gap there between Westcombe-Casey and Fripp, or Fripp and Westcombe-Casey in the case maybe, was about 0.4. It finished at 0.1. So Westcombe-Casey, a 34.061. Fripp, a 34.290. And the gap now out to half a second. So 33.8 was the fastest lap in heat number one for Westcombe-Casey. And a 33.9 for Fripp. So we'll see how quickly they can get down to those sorts of times. Westcombe-Casey, well, he's already there, a 33.9. Rowan Fripp, 33.947 to a 9.12, and Westcombe-Casey extending his lead by 0.619 of a second. So just a reminder of the events coming up at the Canberra Kartway. Of course, oh, in fact, the 14th of June is the next round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. The 11th and 12th of July hosts the Southern Stars Series. August 23rd is round 7. The 20th of September is round 8. The 11th of October is round number 9. I thought that date was changing, though. We'll have to keep you posted on that one. And then the Canberra Cup to close the season on the 21st and 22nd of November. So still some great races to come in season 2015 here in Canberra. We hope you're enjoying the racing action. Jack Westcombe Casey now out to a 1 second advantage over the 75 of Rowan Fripp. So as Westcombe Casey just eases his way further forward, he has improved his best lap from heat number 1 by 0.2 of a second. So Fripp also going faster than he did in heat number 1 with a 33.7. As the leader heads up into the top turns once again. 1 second gap between first and second. Westcombe Casey in the 88. That's the Canberra Kart Shed sponsored Kart 88 from the 75. The Cosmic Kart, the Afredo Graphics and Design 75 of Rowan Fripp. So Junior National will be next out onto the circuit, followed by Tag 125. As 4 laps remain this time past the stripe, the gap 1.3 seconds. Westcombe Casey another 33.6, Fripp a 33.9. As Westcombe Casey a 33.7 that time by to a 34.3, and the gap almost 2 seconds. Westcombe Casey doing a great job here as he brings it into the pit turn with 3 laps left to run. Also, V8 Supercars over in Perth this weekend. If you didn't catch up with the results there, Mark Winterbottom with 2 solid victories. Started out of position number 2 in heat 1 and won the jump off the start finish, off the start line over his teammate Chaz Mostert, who eventually finished in second place with Craig Lowndes in third. The ProDrive Racing Australian Falcons well ahead of the field in both of the 2 races yesterday. In race number 2, of course, it was Frosty Winterbottom to take a second win over Jamie Wincup, who had a disastrous first race, losing the championship lead when he started out of 21st spot, only finishing in 15th at the end of that first race. He finished in second in race number 2 with Fabian Coulthard coming home in third. So the first practice session on Sunday will start in just under 2 hours' time. Here back at Canberra, it's Jack Westcombe Casey in the 88 kart who leads the way from Rowan Fripp. He's out to a 3 second advantage as he comes into the pit turn now for the final time. And Westcombe Casey takes the victory over Rowan Fripp in the 75 kart. So Junior National up next here in the third round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. So, Senior National about set to head out onto, about set to go racing. Theodore Levaines in the 8 kart. We'll bring them round on pole. The 56 is Cameron Ward. The 13, Anthony Lofts. Hopefully, his problems have been sorted now. 33 is Sean Shubiteri. Then it's Taylor Chancellor and Kristen Leslie in the 17. It's, of course, the 17P. So, Levain's on the pole. Finished second in heat number one to Sean Tributary. They're away in racing, and it's Ward who gets the jump off the start. Levain's, then it's Tributary. Ward goes wide, and Levain's is through to the lead. So Ward, who had a spin in heat number one, dropped him well back down through the pack. Really trying to make amends for that now. Levain's, Ward. Ward back around the outside, going up the back straight that time. And Ward is back to the lead. Levain's, then Tributary, back then to Lofts. Chancellor and Leslie having a good battle of their own further back in the field. Those two, Chancellor and Leslie, both running in the heavy class. Ward, your race leader. Now here comes Tributary on Levain's. Tributary, Levain side by side as they head up the back straight, but it looks like Tributary has made the pass. So, Ward leading from the 33 of Tributary, and then it's Levain's, Lofts, Leslie, and Chancellor. Rounding out the field. Now Tributary on a big charge through the S's that time. What can Ward do to defend his position? Where's Tributary bearing down? Ward, fastest lap of the race, a 36.539. But Tributary is closing up this gap and he wants to get to the front. So nose to tail, down into turn one. Tributary with a better line through the S's though. That's going to give him some momentum. As they work their way up the back straight, Ward puts a cut right in the center of the racetrack. Tributary unable to get past. So as Ward and Tributary continue this great battle, Levain starting to ford away. Lofts has got a much better run here. So Lofts, who really struggled to get his cart up to speed in that last heat, he was running a lot better this time. Just set his fastest lap of the race last time by a 36.964 for the 13 cart of Anthony Lofts. Still a good battle going on at the back of the field too. Leslie and Chancellor battling it out as they go through the dip. And up onto the back straight, Chancellor just not able to make the pass. At the front of the field, it's Sean Tributary who dives up the inside going into turn one. And Cameron Ward shuffled back to second place now. So Tributary is your new race leader. He just said, on lap number three, the fastest lap of the race, a 35.973. And now has found his way to the front. So the 33 of Tributary leading the way from Cameron Ward. He's already opened up a 0.4 of a second lead over Cameron Ward. As race leader, Tributary, Ward, Levain's, Lofts, Leslie and Chancellor continuing their battle for fifth and sixth position. But that is a class battle, as we mentioned, in the heavies class. So as the leader comes across the start-finish line, it's Sean Tributary, Cameron Ward, Levain's, Anthony Lofts. Those are your four. Now, Lofts looks like he's on a bit of a charge at the moment. Looks like he's closing in on Theodore Levanes as the leaders head back down the pit straight. 0.6 of a second was the gap on the previous lap between Shibutari and Ward. As they come across the line, it's 0.8 of a second now. Last lap, the fastest of the race by Sean Shibutari, a 35.728. So Shibutari in the Tony Kart leading the way. Kart 33, your race leader. Cameron Ward in the 56, the top kart. Sorry, 35.950. The white flag is out. Final lap commenced by Sean Shibutari, your race leader, who extends his gap now to a 1.361. He is really pushing out some fast laps towards the end of this race. Now, what can Taylor Chancellor do to try and get past Leslie? They've had a good battle right throughout this race. Leslie with the advantage as Shibutari heads to the checkered flag. The 33 of Sean Shibutari takes the win. 56 of Cameron Ward second. Then it is Levanes, followed by Lofts. And around the top of the circuit now, it's Leslie and Chancellor battling it out for 5th and 6th in their class battle. Oh, Leslie at the final turn just getting sideways. And that gave Chancellor an opportunity to challenge, but Leslie will hold on for 5th. Chancellor in 6th. And that concludes the second heat for Junior National. Tag 125 is up next. As we get set now for Tag 125 Light, it's the winner of heat number one, James Hutchinson, who'll start from the pole in heat two. Jacob Fripps in the 75, Richard Drugas in the 35, Macaulay Allen in the 96, the 69 is John Wells. Then it's Lachlan Chancellor in the 22. Danny Jark starts on the pole in the heavies class. Wayne Racing. Oh, and Hutchinson gets left behind completely as off the outside of the front row. It's Fripp and Allen who get up in into first and second place. Chancellor is right on the back as we've got a spinner in the heavy start. That is the McCabe cart, the 82 of Paul McCabe. So as the leaders head down into the pit turn for the first time, it's Fripp from Allen, then a Hutchinson, Chancellor, Wells, further back then to the Druga cart 35. So in the heavies battle, oh, problem for the 15 of Greg Williams. He must have thrown a chain the way he's pulled off the circuit. Leader is still Fripp in the 75. So Fripp across the start-finish line, there's nothing between him and second place Macaulay Allen. And Hutchinson into the back of Allen now as they went into the S's. So that has slowed Hutchinson up, and that allows Chancellor to get right on his back bumper. So plenty of action out there in this Tag 125 light and heavy battle. And so they work their way around down into the pit turn once again. Starting to throw it around a bit is Jacob Fripp, who's got some breathing space. Over Allen, Macaulay Allen in the in-flight ER. Then Hutchinson, further back to Chancellor. That's the cart shed PKR number 22. John Wells and Richard Druga complete the lights battle. In the heavies, Tane Ether has got the advantage over Martin, Willoughby, McKay and Jarks. So Fripp once again under pressure from Allen. Oh, and this time Hutchinson has got into the back of McAllen again and spun out the cart of the 96 of Macaulay Allen. So Hutchinson, well, he gave Allen back the spot once they got running again. But Macaulay Allen, who was running in second place, unfortunately has had his race ruined. So Hutchinson, well, he won't be surprised that he'll have to go and see the stewards at the end of the race. As the leader is Rose Jacob Fripp, Lachlan Chancellor now runs in second. John Wells, who spun off down in turn number one, as that's Danny Jarks pulling off the circuit as he goes a lap down. So Fripp. Now Druger and Wells battling it out for fourth place. Third and fourth place, in fact. Allen and Hutchinson are catching back up to that battle. So as Ether continues to lead the heavies, Martin, Willoughby and McCabe, it is the tag 125 light battle that we're concentrating on. The 75 of Jacob Fripp leads the way from the 22 of Lachlan Chancellor. John Wells making a mistake going up over the ripple strip that time. And that's going to give Druger the chance now to catch him. Then it's back to Macaulay Allen and James Hutchinson, who both have had incidents there. Hutchinson, who will have to report to the officials following this race to talk about why he spun out Macaulay Allen. Oh, Druger into the back of Wells. And now Allen is right on his back bumper as well. So the Reds carpet service, number 35 of Richard Druger, just getting into the back of John Wells. And he will now up the back straight. Oh, up the top of the circuit, we have a spinner. And that looks like it's the 22 of Lachlan Chancellor. So Chancellor now has had an off as well. As Wells is really slowing down this pack, with three laps left to run, Macaulay Allen gets back up past the 35 of Druger, and Allen looking to make a move on Wells as well. Hutchinson, well, he's trying to make up for some lost ground here as Allen goes up the inside of Wells. And Allen will make the pass. He moves back up into second position, which is where he was before he was spun. Oh, he's been spun again into the tyres hard, coming off the top turn. Druger and Wells also involved in that incident. It was Wells who got into Allen. Wells now across the line in third place. So a exciting conclusion here. White flag at the ready, and we'll try and set you the field as Jacob Fripp has kept out of the troubles in the Afrodo graphics and design, number 75. Hutchinson, who will have to go and have a chat to the officials after this race, has found himself back up in second position. And then it's John Wells and Lachlan Chancellor in third and fourth position now as they head under the white flag. Druger then. Tane Ether is the first of the heavies with the 14 cut of Martin Willoughby. And then it's back to Paul McCabe, who had a spin earlier. Now it is Chancellor trying to get past Wells as the checkered flag waves. It'll be Fripp who takes the victory. Hutchinson comes home in second, but certainly there's some questions being asked about his result standing. Then it's back to Chancellor, who gets past Wells in the end. First of the heavies across the line is Ether. Martin in the is Druger, then Ether, Martin, Willoughby, and also McCabe rounding out what was an incident-packed start to this tag 125s. the tyre wall is going to need to be rebuilt on the infield there. So there will be a slight delay before racing will recommence. An exciting Tag 125 heat number 2.